Good morning. It's Monday, June 24th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, we bring you the inspiring story of Marjorie Collis Room Cahill, a lifelong resident of Utica who celebrated her 101st birthday on Friday. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. Leon Bailey and John McDonald each took 5 horses to the winner's circle on Saturday night at Vernon Downs. One teenager was hospitalized after his ATV crashed on Moose River Road very early Saturday morning, according to the county sheriff's office. With the 4th of July coming up, County Sheriff Robert McKeel wants to remind everyone of the difference between legal and illegal fireworks. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. Marjorie Collis Room Cahill, a lifelong resident of Utica, celebrated her 101st birthday on Friday, June 21st. Marjorie has been a dedicated reader of the Daily Sentinel, consistently keeping herself updated on local and global events. Her daughter, Karen Dillon, shares that Marjorie often reads the newspaper from cover to cover, demonstrating her keen interest in staying informed. As the 8th of 10 children to Ella and Leon Collis, Marjorie has a rich family history. She became a mother of 4 with her first husband, George Room. Marjorie and George shared many memorable years, including cherished summers at Sylvan Beach, until George's passing in 1986. In 1988, Marjorie found happiness again with Edward Cahill. They enjoyed 17 joyful years together before Edward's passing. Despite these losses, Marjorie remains resilient and continues to live independently in her own home, with support from her daughter and health aides. Her active lifestyle includes enjoying word search puzzles and frequent reading. Marjorie has always embraced life with energy and enthusiasm, a trait highlighted by her many years attending outdoor dances at the New Hartford American Legion. As she reaches this remarkable milestone, we celebrate Marjorie's enduring spirit and vitality. It is our hope that she continues to remain active and engaged with her community for many more years to come. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, with the 4th of July approaching, County Sheriff Robert Macchiol reminds us about the difference between legal and illegal fireworks. New York state law permits the sale and use of sparkling devices, ground-based or handheld fireworks that produce colored sparks, flames, noises, and smoke. These devices must be handheld or mounted on a base and range from 1 to 500 grams in size. Countywide, sparkling devices can be bought and used from June 1st to July 5th and December 26th to January 2nd by individuals over 18. However, law enforcement sees an increase in complaints about illegal fireworks during these times. Illegal fireworks include firecrackers, bottle rockets, mortars, and Roman candles. Here are some safety tips for using sparkling devices. Always follow packaging directions and use them outdoors only. Wear eye protection and light one sparkler at a time. Store them securely and avoid using them under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Keep a fire extinguisher nearby and douse malfunctioning fireworks with water. Sparklers burn at around 2,000 degrees. In 2022, there were over 10,000 fireworks-related injuries, with 73% occurring around the 4th of July. Adults accounted for 36% of injuries, and children accounted for 28%. Enjoy the celebrations responsibly and stay safe. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at youaresentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at youaresentinel.com/subscribe.